listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Hey, State Genius, what is happening? And here for another edition of Purple Project Podcast, Daily Edition, here on March 22nd, 2021. We're right back to the men's basketball team. This has been a story that we've been, that we've been keeping an eye on since the season ended. Yes, K-State ended their season, their 2020-21 season on somewhat of a high note, but things took a hit when Antonio Gordon decided to transfer out, and now more are going to transfer out as well, and another critical piece of that quote-unquote foundation for K-State, the reset of this foundation for K-State, now gone. And you pretty much can probably put this sophomore class as a wrap. Montavis Murphy has been dealing with bad knees his first 2 years at K-State, and yes, if he does decide to come back, he'll still be technically quote-unquote a sophomore, but Rudy Williams, first year at K-State, comes to a close, and he will enter the transfer portal. he was more of a rotational guy this year for Bruce Weber's team. He's going to hit right back to transfer portal as well here. He scored 5 points against Baylor. He finished 5 points against Baylor here, and then he played 27 games this year, averaged almost pretty much 5 points a game. Field goal percentage, 40% from the field as well. He transferred to K-State this past year, and now he's going to be leaving. Also, another critical piece, like I mentioned, both of the Gordons will not be a part of this program, and Dejon Gordon, the next to transfer out as well. This is a big one right here, folks. 15 points he scored was last game as a K-State Wildcat, scored 15 points against Baylor in the quarterfinal game there. And we saw improvement from Dejuan now. Obviously, he was all this hype coming in here as a freshman. It in my eyes, didn't really live up to the billing here, obviously. But he, in his second year, he started to come around pretty well. I mean, he still had his games, but he was very much improved. This is going to be a big miss right here for K-State here. Average, you look at his, played 32 games last year. He missed the last few. Only played 25 games this year, again, due to injury. Averaged 9 points a game, 5 rebounds, and an assist. Also a steal a game as well. This is a big piece right there of that sophomore class. If you look at it, he was highly talked about going in. I have my doubts about him going in this year after what he put up his freshman year as well. I mean, Rudy Williams, he was going to be a rotational guy anyways, kind of sustain the backcourt, if you will, get some rest for Nigel Pack and Dejuan Gordon there. But yeah, this is 3 K-State guys now out of the men's program, and we talked about it a little bit, and this is going to be some more talk about it on this upcoming edition of the weekly podcast from Triple P, folks. But man, yeah, I mean, there's frustration around here. Obviously, some of the employees close to K-State, well, I shouldn't say employees, but people that are close to this basketball team, pretty frustrated, pretty pissed off. And why should be? I mean, this shouldn't be happening, but hey, there's something deeper, and I can't figure out what it is. There's something deeper going on than just people leaving, and I'm afraid this might not be it. Obviously, Montavis Murphy's K-State career in jeopardy. We don't even know if he's going to come back from his 2 knee surgeries at all. So your sophomore class, pretty much gone, and that doesn't even account David Sloan, who came over with this group, and another guy that I'm missing in there as well. So that this is going to be, I mean, you should be coming a veteran team and not keep on going with rebuilding year after year, it gets frustrating, and that's just putting it lightly. And we're going to be, me and Alex are going to be diving more into this. Antonio Gordon, Dejuan Gordon, Rudy Williams out of the program, going to the transfer portal. And Dejuan Gordon, right, I think really, Antonio had his games too this year where he looked very good, like Oklahoma State on the road in Stillwater, and had his, there are too many inconsistencies there. So, man, I mean, there's so much I want to go with this. So I definitely want to put a bookmark on that. But yeah, the foundation pretty much surrounding the Gordons and the Montavious Murphy, and I'll throw in David Sloan in there as well. I know I'm missing another guy, the guy in there, Levi Stockard. No, everybody forget about him a little bit. Levi Stockard was going to be the big guy, and he decided to transfer out. He's going to be the big man replacing, May Ween, and he decided to, instead of start with K-State, he started to bounce from Manhattan. So this got me concerned, and the whopping numbers of 18 college athletes, or at least on the men's side, in and out of this program. Yeah, this is this revolving door. That's where that everybody's talking about. Yeah, definitely frustrating enough. So the foundation that Bruce Weber and the coach staff was going to have a full firm grip on with the sophomore class pretty much out. What's next for this team in the offseason? This, we're going to be keeping a very close eyes on this as well, but K-State taking hits off the field now. Another trip, and with football, obviously, huge hit, and now it continues in with basketball, men's basketball, with critical pieces for this men's team. Even after the hot streak, they decided, well, we're out. We're going back to the transfer portal. So, man, I just don't know what's going on. Hey, I'm not that close to the team, but I know firmly what's going on. I have friends in the media that are much closer to the team than I am. And, man, this is just a whole lot of mess going on with the men's basketball team here in Manhattan, here in the Little Apple, folks. So, man, a lot more to be continued on the Pro Project Podcast Weekly coming up this week. Eddie Greer III, that's going to be another wrap for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.